Hello.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay, yep. Cool. You can hear me. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Can you hear me? How are you doing today? You doing good?
So far, just started. So.
All right. Well, what time do you get up?
What's that?
I said, what time do you get up? You said the day just started.
Oh, about 5:30. But I mean, I do a slow wake. I don't go to work. Go to job site. Hold on, turn my radio off. There we go.
What are you always listening to on the radio? What do you? Because you turn the radio off a lot. What are you listening to?
News radio.
Oh, news radio. Okay, anything specific like world news or local news or?
Just local news stations. So where are you located?
I'm in California.
Okay, in Cal. If I told you, I'd give you my political bent, and that's not appropriate right now. So
I don't care.
I told you
it doesn't bother me.
Okay,
I don't know. Which way do you go?
Just talk radio.
Okay. I'm always curious which way people go. So I'm one of those people that doesn't bother me. I think we can all live in the world. It takes a fair amount
of both
sides of the aisle.
We
you
can.
Know what I mean? Like nobody.
Well, we all want the same thing.
Well,
for the most part, we all want the same thing.
Right.
It's just the ways of getting there are different ideas.
Yeah, and
but
then
the thing is, nowadays I'm wrong on that. We don't all want always the same thing. There's
some really greedy people.
Moral and logical thinking people who think with their head versus people who think with their heart. They want different things. So when we say we all want the same thing, it's just our ways of getting there are different. That's no longer that was true maybe when everybody was more centrist, but there's so much extremists on one side especially. That, no, we are at the point where we do want different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been saying that all my life. Oh, we all want the same thing. We just got different ideas of how to get there. But that's not the case anymore. We do want different things. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the two different sides do want different things.
They
so
do
that,
want
that,
different things. They have different goals. But ultimately, they want the same thing in the country to run well in the way that they think is best.
No, I don't agree with that. I used to think that. I don't anymore. I think some people are trying to destroy this nation.
No, I
period.
That.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. They actually.
Well,
they're not patriots. They're not Americans, and they
no.
are actually trying to harm America.
I believe that, but that's how they believe that the country should be run best. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm not talking about they're unconsciously doing it. I think they're consciously doing it. I think there's people in power that are trying to destroy the United States. Period.
Right.
I mean, that's only a conclusion I've only come to recently.
Yeah, no, I understand.
There's people who are destroying the country, but they don't mean to. They don't know they're doing it. That's the way it used to be.
What I'm saying
is
these people who are doing it, they believe that to destroy America in the way that they're, prophesying and profiting and leading and all of those things is the best way to run the country. They believe that. They believe
I understand what you're saying, and I understand that. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying people are trying to destroy the country on purpose. Period.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of accidental. I think this is the best way to do it for America, and I may be wrong, and it's actually bad for America.
No.
I'm not talking about accidental. I'm talking about purposefully destroying the nation.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get on with the, I gotta go grab my card.
So
I'll let you have the kitchen.
We have one card on file here that ends in 1307. This isn't the card we're going to be using to process for today, correct?
I'll find out real quick. So here's the deal. I'm going to eventually change this over to... When the hell is that? Name of the card? Okay, the card I'm using right now is going to be my personal card. I've had money on it already, and that one had room to be able to pay this thing. Instead of my business one. Eventually, I do want to write this off, so I'm going to put it on my business account. But I'll make that change in a month or two or whenever I can.
Once I
get up and running, it could be next a couple weeks from now. Who knows? If I get a lot of work in and I get my cash flow up in my business account. But until then, okay, so I believe the, can you, give me the last four digits of the card that you 1307, is that correct? Yeah, that is my business account. That is not the one we're using today.
Okay, so one question for you before I clear this number. I've got it saved over here. We're going to use your personal card for today's transaction, and then am I putting the business card back on file?
No, you're going to keep that for now until I change it on my own.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
I am.
And then I'll have a question. I got a question afterwards. It's a Visa debit.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, if that matters, is 4867.
Mm-hmm.
9669.
Okay.
1404.
Got it.
2482.
Expiration month and year?
0428.
Okay, and for 3-digit code on the back.
097.
Okay, and your question?
Okay, so this pays it. They're informed that it's paid, and then the process to start on their end is to develop, put it all together, and they're eventually going to call me to help me with downloading the app on my phone and just, you know.
I'm going to schedule that call for you right now, actually.
My question is, when will that happen? Will that happen today, tomorrow, Friday, or next week?
That's what I'm saying is I'm going to schedule that call for you right now. So it's up to you.
Can you schedule it for, okay, great. Can you schedule it for Friday morning?
You got it. What time?
9 o'clock is fine.
Okay.
Anytime after 9.
All right. We can do between 9 and 9:30, or we can do between 10 and 10:30.
Okay, 10:30 is fine.
You got it. And Kyle is going to be the one to call and introduce and do that. Okay? So, yes, we've got everything that we need for now.
Let me note this. Friday.
You're going to get an invitation right now. I'm going to send it to you via email.
Gotcha. Okay, but I'm on a to-do list.
Sure.
I just have to transfer it. When you give that to me, it's going to transfer over this. Anyway, so I'm just writing down now. 10 o'clock. Okay, Friday. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm excited what this means for the company.
All right.
It
really depends. I hope so as well. And then, I just thought about something else as well as far as the adware. How do I test the adware and working on, obviously probably can't do it for my computer, obviously, because, computer recognized. Or can I test that with my computer?
Test what, hon? The Google Ads?
You know when I'm trying to, like, for example, when I test the system, try to find out where I come up on the word search, like first page, second page, third page, whatever. I was told you can't do it from the computer that I'm at unless I want to write the history out and do something and something else.
You can do an incognito search. I'm the one who told you that. So yes.
Yeah. So
incognito search.
So in regards to adware. I'm on my computer right now. I've wiped my history. So what else beyond that can I do what is and how do you do a incognito?
In the upper right hand corner, there's three dots.
Of what hand circle of my email?
On the screen.
Or?
Just on your screen on Google. There's three dots.
Okay, so you want me on Google. Okay, so let me go on Google. You mean the Google search page?
Yeah, any page, any browser that you're on, Firefox, Google, Safari,
okay.
In the upper right-hand corner, there's three dots.
Okay, all right. That's where I went to erase the history. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so you click the three dots, and it says new incognito window.
Okay, I got new window, new in private window. I don't
there
got incognito.
Then you're not using thing. Google. You're probably using Firefox or something else. But yes, in private is going to be similar. It's going to be a clean
search.
So you click that.
Okay, in private browser. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you could just put your search criteria in there.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Bye.